that's Avril Lavigne. Avril Lavigne, of course, being the Arizona approach to life. Last week, Michelle Monroe quite rightly said, "Oi, where is my jingle? Where's it gone? Where's it sorted to?" She left us with that and the horns of a cleft stick even. It's all too much. Here is the jingle.
Each Wednesday evening at 5 to 6pm on sirenonline.co.uk, settle back and enjoy a little bit of Michelle Monroe magic on the midweek drive.
And relax.
And relax. How nice it is.
I blame the news team, you see. They get us all excited and all worked up and talking about smiles hither and thither. We've got a quartet of quality in the studio, Michelle, because we've just been joined again by Joy Knight.
Hello, Joy.
Hello, Michelle.
What
long
a
time
joy
no
it
speak.
Is to hear you.
She left as you were starting last week, and
I
now
know.
She's just arrived as
this
you're starting this
I
week.
I have on most people.
No, I arrived especially in time for you this week, Michelle.
This is it. So marvellous stuff there. And also in the studio, we have the return of Katie Grimerson, her third show. And she's actually joined Joy and Natalie in the Hall of Fame now, because, Joy, we updated the Siren website for the Midweek Drive page, and you can see you're actually in pride of place, actually. You are.
Is it a decent photo?
We haven't actually put photographs are all there. It's just the description of the show, really. So
working
your way through that whole process. Very important. Roxy de Oliveira, who's making her first appearance on the show.
Howdy.
She's from Howdy. That's a nice Portuguese saying. I like that.
Right,
you know, very
Roxy.
Good.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to my humble show.
There you are. We know our place. And Natalie Tucker, of course, back with us again, as she's become a standard regular, really, has become the reliable Natalie, as opposed to...
The one who never read your book, Michelle.
Bless her heart. You know, she still hasn't returned it. You know,
that's a shame. No, that is terribly
unreliable. Well, I don't think we're ever going to see it again,
I know. Let's just test namesake Natalie Tuck on this. Natalie, have you managed to make any progress with Shane Rimmer's autobiography?
I have started it.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
You'll be bringing it along tomorrow, won't you?
Yeah.
That's all right, then.
I've finished it.
Don't worry.
It's fresher
it's,
now.
I know, it's there now.
Well, it's better than going off with it.
Exactly so. You know, it's such a good, crucial scenario of those things. Anyway, we're talking tights now, or we're talking parrots. It's either of those two things.
Well, I chose not to.
Did you?
I think we'll talk about my dad being well known for his box office movie scene.
Oh.
Amongst others, of course, Born Free, The Italian Job, The Quiller Memorandum, and From Russia with Love. Now, having said that, I don't think people realise just how many film songs he recorded. That wasn't until I released a 3-CD set called Matt at the Movies in 2007, which contained 74 tracks. In fact, sometimes the songs were more successful than the films they came from. Now, today's choice comes from a 1967 film that was largely set in Singapore and starred Hayley Mills and Trevor Howard. It was based upon a story by Noel Coward with a score that was written by one of my dad's favourites, Michel Legrand. The movie was Hayley's attempt at shrugging off her Disney child star image. Now, my dad's version of the title song was released as a single in America, but an alternative version was issued on the film's soundtrack LP. It was recorded at CTS Studios in London, with George Martin producing and Johnny Spence arranging. Now, just to add confusion to the mix, the film had two titles. In the States, it was released as A Matter of Innocence. But here in the UK, it was titled Pretty Polly.
To stay pretty Polly, for another 100 years.
Of course, the thing is, Joy, very few people in the studio will probably remember Pretty Polly tights. Are they still a brand that you can actually get?
Yes,
of course.
Joy,
I don't know.
No, you wouldn't know exactly. Have you ever seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, it's a generational thing. Three people surrounding you. No, never seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No, I
never
haven't.
Seen Bill and Ted.
My son has, though.
Oh, well, there we are, you see.
He was that age group.
Yeah, what do you mean, that age group?
Well, he loved it and I hated it. So that's what I call it when I'm getting old. Well, I was
chronologically gifted. Joy, any questions you'd like to put to Michelle before hopefully we go across to the Atlantic and actually speak to Marty Ingalls and possibly Academy Award winner Shirley Jones as well? I feel that's a nice sort of balance for all sorts of things.
I'd like to ask you, Michelle, because it's been so long since I've seen you, have you been enjoying life and what have you been doing in general?
I've just been so, you know, I'm always busy doing something. I always find something to do. Tonight I actually made it in by 3 minutes, having spent 3.5 hours at the dentist yet again. But we are getting there.
It's the search for this perfect smile, you see. You know, we've been doing it in Lincoln all the time. Somebody actually, somebody actually said the doggy had the perfect smile. What?
Oh, you know, dear.
Please.
Well, no, I'm trying to, you know, improve mine slightly. I find that having teeth is preferable to not having them.
Always important, I find.
But no, I've been, you know, busy with, and Alex will fill you in on the book launch and everything we had, and it was a fantastic night, and now I'm getting ready for me, my epic adventure.
It is.
January.
It's quite literally Michelle Monroe's big adventure. Way.
My son, bless him, said, Mummy's having her gap year late.
Would you like to just roll off some of the places you're going to be visiting? And some of the times we might be able to connect with you telephonically. Others will be pre-recording where, you know, people are panicking saying, but what's going to happen to Michelle Monroe's
kid? No, because, I mean, I am pre-recording some of my shows anyway, because I don't want you to be without me for that long, because you might sort of have, you know...
We'd have to get in Cameron Tilbury on a regular country music basis. I mean,
I will be going to Australia. That's the sort of end of the first cruise, where I'm going to places like Egypt and Luxor and Colombo and Phuket and China. I'm going to the Great Wall of China, which will be lovely. And then finally on to Australia. Now, then I will be there for 5 weeks, so we'll definitely be able to link up live there. And then I go San Francisco, Vegas, LA, and then we'll be able to link up in LA because I'm there for a month. They're doing book promotions while I'm in these places. So, certainly we can, as long as we get the timing right, Alex. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you do Australia, obviously it's quite simple. You do, as Natalie does, the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, you see.
Fantastic. I think so, because it's their night time then, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, in Australia it's about 4 p.m. in the afternoon when we kick off at 8 a.m. in the morning. So it's about this time, actually, so sort of 5 o'clock, 6
well,
o'clock.
Well, I've got it down as a 10-hour difference in Melbourne. Mm. They're behind us, aren't they?
Right, yeah.
In different parts.
You're quite right. It's a big
so
country, isn't
if
it?
If I ring at midnight their time, it will be 10 in the morning here.
Yeah.
And that would be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in America, it's 8-hour difference.
As we'll find out as we sort of work out. In fact, well, it depends whether you're East Coast, West Coast, of course.
Well, I'm going LA. I would think San Francisco... And Vegas must be either on the same time or minus an hour.
In case you're wondering, you're listening to Calculations of Time Zones here.
It's very difficult. But suffice to say, you won't be losing me.
You see, I thought you'd plan to go away just so you could get away from us. I thought you probably couldn't think of any other way to get out of doing your weekly slot, Michelle.
Well, I could have said, actually, can't be doing it. But Alex was very kind and said he said, let's do something. So I thought, yes, I can pre-record a few from where I ever am, and the others we can do live, and that would be kind of fun. You're hooking up today, aren't you, long distance?
Exactly. So. We regularly go across the pond in all sorts of ways, as the team will attest to. Very quickly, Natalie, any questions?
No.
Roxy, any questions?
Where are you looking forward to visiting most?
I'm at Cairn, which is Yorkie's Knob, it's called, where the Great Barrier Reef...
Sorry, whose knob did you say?
It's called Yorkie's Knob.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I know. So that's well worth a visit. Anyway, forget the Barrier Reef. But then, yes, also the Great Wall of China. I mean, really, really, really looking for... I mean, great wonders of the world, you know. Also going to Egypt to see...
I've been there. It is a marvellous country, that.
Well, I've been to Luxor.
Bit of a problem with the governorships at present, I think, in Egypt. Just a slight sort of hassle.
I've just come back from a Tel Aviv with rockets going up on the Gaza Strip, and I survived that.
Yeah. See, that's the Michelle Monroe impact, you see. She arrives, who knows, they're just trying to sort out the organisation.
You know what's interesting? On the cruise I've just got off, all the places I was really, really looking for, with the exception of Sardinia, not Sardinia, sorry, I can't think of the name of it now, Santorini, was a disappointment.
Oh.
And all the ones I wasn't really fussed about going to were exceptional.
Hooray.
It's the same, isn't it, when you plan a night out?
Well,
there we are,
right.
Joy.
No, if you put too much emphasis on it, too much expectation, you find you're in for a fall usually.
Got to go
you
with do. That flow, got to relax, but be positive at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a balance. That's
but
what it's all about.
You'll hear all about it, whether you want to or not.
Joy, would you like to throw those last two questions to Michelle?
I would. Michelle, have you had an enjoyable telephonic conversation with us this evening?
I have, and it was lovely catching up with Joy and all of you again, and first for your young lady there.
Roxy, of course, yes.
So
exactly. Well, she would have been here last week, but she... Oh, Roxy, would you like to reveal why you weren't here last week?
Oh, dear.
It's a choice rationale. It's well up in the Hall of Fame, actually.
I missed the last week's siren because I had an afternoon nap because I'm becoming old, so I thought I needed to nap.
Afternoon nap.
Alex, there's no hope for us then.
That's fantastic.
It's winter, I'm hibernating.
Well, at least he was honest.
Exactly. You know, once you've seen that breakfast television, you have to sort of lie down just to recover it.
I'm waiting for Natalie's excuse. That's going to be a ring-dinger, that
one. We might be waiting a while.
We're not referring to Natalie Tuck here. She's saying nothing to do with me. Natalie Smith, who knows? But, you know...
She's probably listening.
Well...
No.
She's probably having a nap somewhere.
She nodded off, permanently.
Anyway, life
Michelle,
continues.
Will you join us again next week?
I will. Absolutely. Siren 107.3 FM next Wednesday on the Midweek Drive.